This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. Open phones, as always, where you can take control of the airwaves if you like. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms that are open and available to you. Just head over to discord.lrn.fm, where people are talking about this lotto thing. Apparently, there's a lot of money in the offering on some kind of Powerball or
Mega Millions.
Mega Millions.
It's one of these multi-state things, right?
Yes.
What it is. So, yeah, people are talking. Go to discord.lrn.fm. You can join the conversation in our chat rooms there, and there's a few of them. There's several, actually. And then there's the one room that's for on-air discussion amongst the listeners. And then if you want to call in, you join the Discord on-air call-in lines. There's three of them right there at the top of our chat room list. Just hop into one of those rooms. We'll join you, and you'll get on the air and sound almost like you're in the studio with us. We've been talking about, off and on tonight, some issues regarding homelessness. And we started out talking about your right to be able to feed the homeless, finally being upheld somewhat by a federal appeals court. That one's still kind of working its way through the court system, led to a larger discussion about rights in general. And now we're going to focus in on a different story, property rights, when it comes to helping the homeless, because the feeding of the homeless had been going on public property, meaning, you know, on a beach or a park in, like, Orlando.
Sidewalks.
Yeah, well, in Orlando, it was at a park. Fort Lauderdale, it was at a beach. Maybe it's done on sidewalks in some places as well.
In Fort Lauderdale, it was done on a sidewalk right next to the beach on what they call the boardwalk. But it wasn't wooden.
Right.
Public place. It was a public place, which presumably in public you have, you know, rights to do things.
Correct.
Presumably.
And also on your private property, you should have rights, and in fact, an even greater range, because you get to set the rules on your private property. At least you
should. You don't get to say, everybody that steps onto my property for supper gets shot in the face.
No, you don't get to do that. You don't get to aggress against other people. But on your property, you get to set the rules, and so if you want to allow somebody to give food to the homeless, you should be able to do that. In this case, it's not about giving food to the homeless, but giving a home to the homeless.
Yes. Story from the New York Times out of Ohio. In the early days, Sage Lewis admits the homeless encampment that he allowed on his property was, quote, like the wild, wild west. Residents drank alcohol, built campfires, and argued loudly.
As you would expect.
It smelled bad. Neighbors complained. As the months passed and the campsites grew from a few people to a few dozen, Mr. Lewis said conditions improved. Drinking was banned, residents elected their own leaders, and volunteers dropped off food and clothing. Mr. Lewis came to see the encampment as a model for using private land to help the homeless. In city after city, homeless encampments have sprung up on sidewalks, in parks, under bridges, vexing local governments. In Akron, the rows of battered tents, some patched with tarps and ropes, were erected on private property and with the blessing of the landowner.
Right.
But where some see an altruistic effort to take a problem off the city's hands,
others see an eyesore.
Officials for the city saw something else, a blatant violation of zoning.
Oh, no!
They want the residents and the tents gone by turkey gobble day.
Or else men with guns will come and do it for you.
Mr. Lewis filed a lawsuit on Tuesday appealing the city's refusal to exempt him from the zoning rules which ban camping. He says, this has always been a private person with private money on private land helping the homeless. I don't want anything from the government. I don't want any of that. We can take care of these people.
If only you were free to do that sort of thing. But they don't want camping. Camping's not allowed. We can't have people just camping on property that they own because
reasons.
Someone somewhere didn't like it at some point.
And, don't we know a state representative who is going through a similar situation involving himself?
We do.
Do we? Michael Sylvia.
Oh, yeah.
He had the audacity to stay in. He has a camper, right?
Correct.
An RV.
He had a fire on his property.
Prior to him purchasing it.
Prior.
And it burned down the house.
Yep.
So there's a garage left.
Right.
And the state, or the city in this case.
So they're not alleging that he committed arson to burn down a building.
He wasn't even there at that time. But, okay, I'm glad you brought that up, because I thought you were going to be referring to the state representative, former state rep here in Keene, who actually has used his property behind the Hannaford grocery store to allow homeless encampments, and it basically ran up against this exact same problem, but I don't believe took it to court, whereas this guy in Akron is taking it to court.
Yes.
But the guy you're talking about that's involved in an issue right now is not only a state representative, he's also a listener and longtime supporter of Free Talk Live.
Yes, and an amplifier. We gave him a shout-out a couple of nights ago.
And the top number one most liberty-oriented state rep, according to the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, won the Representative of the Year or whatever award it was. And that was after years of getting A-pluses, so he's been amazing the whole time.
So do we know if there's a resolution to his thing? Because I know he had a hearing a few weeks ago.
He did not tell me, and I asked him to keep me in the loop, and he said that he would in that particular case. But to recap what's going on with him, the house burned down before he bought the property. He bought the property probably at a pretty good deal. It had a garage on it, and he parked an RV there. And the town government, even though there's no neighbors, he's in the woods.
Right.
So there's no, neighbors immediately around, at least from what we could tell by, a satellite photo. Somehow, the town decided they didn't like him, probably because of his politics, because he's a liberty guy, and they targeted him. They specifically asked the zoning enforcement officer to target his property. When this guy came on board with the job, he told the news media that it was the town selectman who had instructed him to go after Mike Sylvia's property, and he did. And he threatened him, and he said, I believe that you're living on this property in violation of blah, 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 whatever ordinance or zoning, etc. Now, he doesn't know for sure that Mike's living there.
Right.
He only saw Mike exit the RV on occasion. He saw smoke coming from a chimney in the garage. So he believes that Mike is living on the property. He saw shoveled pathways during the wintertime.
Well, they know that Mike lives on the property because that's what he has listed as his domicile and his place for where he's registered to vote.
Yeah, I don't think Mike's going to likely win this on a argument over the facts. But either way, this is a fundamental attack on your right to property.
The question is whether or not he is living partially in the RV and partially in the garage-type thing without some kind of occupancy license.
That's the legal question in play, but the real question is, shouldn't you be able to do what the hell you want to do on what is purportedly
and
your own property?
What exactly is an occupancy license to live on property that you supposedly own?
It's crazy. It's just insane. Which is why I suggested to Mike that maybe if he gets reelected here in November, that he should
he
put in a bill to abolish zoning entirely. Can we just have that, please? To where just because New Hampshire is a state run kind of government, there's no home rule. The towns can only do what they're allowed to do by the state government, and obviously the state has allowed for zoning. Well, it's time for the state to disallow zoning and abolish it entirely from across the entire state of New Hampshire. Problem solved.
There you go.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't know if he's going to. I hope he does, because it would be awesome. I would love to have that conversation, because in New Hampshire, every bill that is put forward by all the 400 state representatives
and the 24 senators.
Right, so there's hundreds and hundreds of bills every year. Every one of them has to have a public hearing. And I would love to see the bureaucrats come out and make an argument as to why zoning is necessary. Because it's not.
Oh, they'll do it. And I say that as
they will, yeah.
I'll say that as a member of a planning board.
Yeah.
They will tell you that without planning, then you're going to have all sorts of crazy businesses next to, residences, and it just ends up being insane. And you can
make a phone call? Mayor of Houston How's the no zoning thing work out in the fifth largest city in the United States?
It might be the seventh.
Oh,
yeah,
pretty good. Okay, thank you.
Right. How about the cities or towns? I guess they're all towns. But how about the towns in New Hampshire?
Dozens of them that don't have zoning.
Grafton doesn't have it. Leominster doesn't have it. There's others. I just don't know what they are.
Everybody else will point to those and say they had one problem 10 years ago, so we can't do it either.
You know what the real problem is? Is all the bureaucrats who are the city planners will get fired because they won't be necessary anymore.
And the code enforcers.
And they're going to fight against it tooth and nail. More coming up.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening in your home anytime, anywhere. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here and bring up whatever you want. Our number for you, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, the Discord on air call in line rooms. We got a Discord caller waiting. We're going to get to that. Coming up here in a moment, we're talking about property rights or the illusion of property rights, because as long as the government is around, you don't really have a right to do what you want on your property, because if you have to beg for permission, sorry, you don't have a right. You are then a privileged user of a thing the government controls at that point. And it shouldn't be that way, but that's the way it is at the moment. We'd like to see that changed, but unfortunately, until we can get enough people to move to New Hampshire and concentrate their activism, it's very unlikely that anything significant is going to change. We definitely need more people to get up and make the move here. Like your girlfriend just did, Daryl.
Yes.
The newest mover here to the area, and she seems to be liking it up here. It's cold, but you know what? There's more freedom here, and more people who care about freedom, and that's what
matters. And snuggling.
Well, you know, I don't think
you need to go into all that.
Share her around on that, Daryl. I think that's something exclusive.
I'm just saying that, you know, that does wind up helping one deal a little bit with the cold.
Cold, yes. Snuggling is better when it's cold out. That is true. I'll give you that. All right. So I want you to know that Zencash has rebranded to Horizon. The crypto, however, is still called Zen. And we've been giving away Zen over the last couple months here on Free Talk Live. We've given away over 14 and a half Zen, and we're doing another giveaway. This one is easier than the last ones to enter. So if you've been not entering this because you've been like, I don't want to pick a number, well, now you don't have to. Now all you have to do to enter this contest is set up your Zen wallet. You can use the official one from horizon.global. You can use Coinomi, whatever you want to use. As long as you get a Zen address that you can send to Daryl at freetalklive.com, then you'll be entered into this next contest, and the winner will be chosen Wednesday, October 24th. So you have less than a week. Noon Eastern time is about when the winner is going to be chosen. So get your entries in. Daryl, D-A-R-R-Y-L, at freetalklive.com. Just send your Zen address to Daryl. It has to be the public, what they call transparent Zen address, and then Daryl will send it to you if you are the winner. You'll win 1.75 Zen, and you'll automatically be entered into the grand prize drawing, which happens on November 7th of, I believe, 2 Zen is the grand prize?
Yes,
2 Zen. So, nice. Once again, send your address to your Zen address to Daryl at freetalklive.com and learn more about Horizon and their platform for privacy, because it's more than just a crypto. At horizen.global, horizon.global. As we continue here, let's go to Free Market Penguin. He's on our Discord on-air call-in line. Go ahead.
Hey, greeting, hey. Mister. How you guys doing?
Welcome.
I want to share a pretty bad experience, kind of an upsetting experience.
Oh, no.
That I had. And I don't I have pretty decent luck with things. Not too many eventful things going to me, but I had a pretty bad experience last night.
God, what happened?
Nothing foreign to you. So I was doing, you know, I'm sure I mentioned a few times before, I'm a ride-sharing driver. That's what I'm doing. Actually, most of my income right now, I'm kind of, becoming self-employed.
Okay. And, so you're doing Uber and Lyft, right? You're doing a couple different companies?
I am, actually, right. Okay. Yeah. So, ride-sharing. Yep. Yeah, and it's great. I mean, it's great. It's a great way of making money, obviously, you know, taking into consideration.
Sure. But every now and then, I'm just going to predict, every now and then, if you're driving at nighttime, you're going to encounter some undesirable customer. Go ahead. What happened?
Well, it was an undesirable, but it wasn't an undesirable customer. It was a filthy, lying road pirate.
A cop.
Assaulted me. And first time, I've had a few experiences, not recently, hardly at all.
Was there a customer in your car at the time?
There was.
Oh, wow.
And so, lies to my face and to his face. This guy was in the front seat, by the way. Mm-hmm. We were into a whole conversation when the blue and red lights go on.
Jeez.
And blatantly lies that, look, I'm telling you like this. There's absolutely no way. I am very systematic. I'm not a speed guy at all. I'm going, it's 45. I'm probably going about 48. 49, but definitely not over 50. I don't do that, and I really don't do that with the passenger in the car. It's just not appropriate. Look, mm-hmm. I keep it professional. I think of it that I'm professional, right?
Right.
she claims the radar has me going 66, and my passenger objects even more vehemently than I do. And he's obviously pretty pissed. Well, he wants to get where he's going, too, but right. He's pissed. She's lying right to our face, flashing that light in our faces, and takes my license. You know, look, my license come back clean. My plate, I'm sure when it popped up on the screen, she got behind me, came up clean, and I have a witness in the car willing to go to court for me. And wow. She brings. So we knew she was going to bring back the license and let it go. And it's one of those things. I've been pulled over before. She asked for my license. She didn't ask for my proof of insurance or my registration. She didn't ask me if I had any weapons. It was a blatant, you know, I want to shine this flashlight in your car and run your license. And here's the thing. She said, we clocked you at 66. What's 66 and a 45? Let's see. It's the lowest possible speed. They say reckless.
Right.
Or it's one, mm-hmm. or it's one over, depending how lost you're in. So she had me on a reckless. And do you think she'd really let me go on a reckless? So I was lied to my face by a so-called public servant. And I've been fortunate enough that I haven't had that experience before. But I've also never been pulled over by that particular department.
Right.
But I always heard about them.
Unreal.
And at least 15 miles an hour over my actual speed at the time.
So hold on. Did she actually issue you a ticket?
Absolutely not. As soon as she ran my license, about 2 minutes later, she brings out the thing and tells me to go because I have a witness right there.
Right.
You know? Yeah. So I mean, it's not worth it. And I'm sure she didn't want to inconvenience two people. She's a human being. She probably felt bad for it. She had a very, monotone voice. She probably felt bad for it. She just has a not quota. She has a performance review coming up or something.
Right.
And there was a time not too long ago I wanted to be a cop. And, dude, if I was put in that kind of position, I can see why it goes poorly for anybody that wants to.
But isn't she only going to win on her performance review if she actually writes a ticket? So the fact that she might have a performance review coming up wouldn't be a – I mean, that would make it more likely she'd write a ticket.
She didn't get any probable cause for a search when she flashed the light. She didn't get somebody.
Well, that's not
warrant.
A search.
She didn't get.
That's a look at plain view.
Yeah. She didn't get. Let's see.
What kind of car do you drive?
Subaru Crosstrek, late model Subaru Crosstrek.
So yeah, you got to usually have a newer. You usually have to have a newer car to work for these companies in the first place. Anyway, so you've got a decent looking car. You weren't driving like a beater or something like that.
And I expect that the people who drive beaters and cars with lights out and everything. Mm-hmm. And I know what kind of people they harass poorer people. I accept that. That's the
but
case.
You are a brown man, correct?
Not terribly noticeably. Nope. I'm on the light. I'm mixed.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I don't think I get – so maybe – I was saying, what if I was a little bit a darker guy, black guy?
But you're a younger guy.
But what if I was alone?
Yeah.
What if I was alone?
Right.
And I didn't have that witness there. That's what I'm saying. I had that witness there, and I believe he would have gone to court for me because he was pretty PO'd about it.
But I think what I hear –
I'm a public servant.
Now, I was just going to say, what I hear in all this is these are systemic problems, and we talk about individual cases and things like that, but the whole system is sort of geared to – These bad decisions and bad incentives, and it's horrific, and it's surprisingly
what
not
that
surprising.
People think about their government.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's also interesting getting the customer's reaction. If you want to talk a little more, we can. If not, thanks for telling the story. There's one coming up here in moments. Yeah. Thanks for the call, dude.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, glad you didn't get beaten because it could have been a lot worse. Free Talk Live.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Saudi state media reporting that Kamel Khashoggi, the missing activist and writer, last seen entering the Saudi consulate in Turkey on October 2nd, was killed in a quarrel or fight. A commission set up by the Saudis have a month to release a report. 19 Saudi nationals are being detained for the investigation. The deputy of the Saudi intelligence services has been released from his duties. Before the announcement, President Trump in Arizona on possible consequences.
Well, I think it's too early to say. We want to see. We're doing investigations right now.
A caravan of around 3,000 immigrants, mostly fleeing violence in Honduras, are trying to enter Mexico from Guatemala to seek refuge either there or in the United States. President Trump has threatened to close the border with Mexico if the caravan isn't stopped. A surge of migrants broke through a steel fence that had been padlocked shut. A U.N. special investigator says the migrants should be treated with respect and their cases considered on an individual basis. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. You are invited here to join us on the radio. Take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE with you tonight. It's Ian.
Chris.
And Daryl.
AnyPay.Global. You use it at your shop, Chris.
I do.
It is a great system to accept cryptocurrency at the point of sale in real life at a cash register. So if you've been wanting to take Bitcoin or Dash at your point of sale, then please get over to AnyPay.Global. Get signed up for your account. So easy to do. It's username and password. And you're in. And that's it. Then you just put your cryptocurrency addresses in the setup page, load the app on your tablet at the register, and you're done. You're accepting crypto that fast.
It is easy.
AnyPay.Global will keep you informed as they got cool new developments on the horizon, new cryptos perhaps coming up. In fact, I believe it's not officially supported yet, but if you look in your back end, you might see Zen.
Really?
That has been announced.
They did officially announce that. That's right.
Zen sent it out, and Derek Gay even mentioned it when we were in Portsmouth, or it might have been Steven. One of them mentioned it, and I happen to have seen the email earlier that day where Zen had announced.
Awesome. On in AnyPay.Global. Yeah. We'll head on over there and get signed up tonight. As we continue here, you can bring up what you want. We go to the Discord on-air call-in line room, so we can talk more about homelessness and private property here in a moment. But Drew is on the line, spelled J-R-O-O, from Philly. You're on Free Talk Live. Drew in Philly. going once. Drew in Philly, going twice. That's what I get for not screening. Every time, man. Every time. Well, we'll try him back here in a little bit after we find out what's going on, because maybe his sound card setup isn't right. Let's go instead to Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, I just want to mention that this year, you know, this election here in New Mexico is like the year of the women. We got women judges running. We got representative and senators running within our state, the Rotunda. And then we got four women fighting for two congressional seats. So we have
so it's a cat fight, is what you're saying.
Are you surprised by that?
Well, traditionally, mostly it was held by Steve Pierce. He was a man on the, but there's two women fighting for that one, and then there's two women for my district, and then there's one up in Santa Fe's house. But
have they torn each other's bras off yet? That's my question.
Well, I don't know.
It's not 1990s WWF.
I've seen that happen
in
real life.
It's a bra and panty match.
I saw that happen in real life when I was in, like, kindergarten. It happened near the playground. I was in kind of an urban neighborhood, and a couple of women were literally, like, you know, windmilling their arms at one another and tearing at each other's clothing.
That actually, good money to see stuff like that.
That actually happens. Anyway, I'm joking, obviously, but what is the relevance? I mean, do you think it matters that the candidates are female versus male?
Well, you know what? As a woman, I'm really excited that we've got so much judges running and so many women are running for political office within our state.
Here's a question for you. As a woman, if you were voting in an election and it was a man versus a woman, regardless of the woman's political party, would you vote for her?
No, I stick with the party, no matter what gender.
Okay.
Then what difference does it make, you know, that there are more women running if you're just voting for the party anyway?
Well, you know what? I really just like that idea, and I'm just hoping that we could change this, like, a very male-dominated, very chauvinistic culture here, like the old the culture here that, like, women are just second class. And
oh, please. This is the most ridiculous claim. I am sorry, but I don't buy it for a moment. The way that women can make men just do whatever it is that they want to do is, like, so crystal clear to me. I mean, that's pretty common out there. Women hold a lot of cards when it comes to men because men are desperate, and they will do whatever it is that a lot of women want them to.
Right,
so
none of what Sarah said answered my question of, if you're just voting for your party anyway, what difference does it make that more women are running for office?
Well, I mean, my party, but what I'm saying is it's just exciting that we got so many...
She doesn't have an answer for you, Daryl.
I know.
Hold on. Okay, so what about this question?
She's trying to, you know, make it some sort of gender issue and saying, as a woman, I'm happy to see women running. But if a guy said, as a man, I'm happy to see so many men running.
That would be offensive, right?
That would be offensive. And I'm just trying to figure out, because I honestly don't care, you know, man, woman, transsexual, octopus, whatever.
That reminds me. So you... do you have any children, Sarah?
No, I'm childless.
Okay, that's what I thought. Somebody was lying about you in the chat room the other night. They were saying you had a daughter and they had dated her. So I thought they
were... actually, this year I'm voting for a woman for governor, a man for Congress, and a transsexual for sheriff.
That's right. Because you can do that here in New Hampshire.
Bet you can.
Yes.
Keene, New Hampshire. Okay, so Sarah, if it was a primary, a Democratic primary, because I'm going to presume that's what you do. If you go to the primary and vote, and it's a woman candidate who's a Democrat versus a man candidate who's a Democrat, do you vote for the woman regardless of her positions?
Well, you know, I actually voted for the homosexual, the Pat Davis, remember, in the primary.
That didn't answer my question either. Do you vote for the woman regardless of her positions? Now, again, we're talking about both Democrats.
I really look at how much effort that they put in and what I know about.
So it's
about
in theory you would vote for a man if you felt he was putting more effort into the election.
Right. If I know what its accomplishments
so
are.
So really,
like,
you just are happy that women are participating in politics.
Makes
that's ultimately what your call is about.
Makes you feel good.
Well, it really does.
Do you really think women are disadvantaged, though?
Well, I just well, the thing is, here in our state here in New Mexico, like, listen, we have 20,000 untested rape kids going back 20 years. We barely tested 5. That's the kind of stuff that I want women to change.
That's a problem with the state. That's a problem with the police resources being allocated towards nonviolent crimes and investigating marijuana smokers and things like that. Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I'm sorry I don't buy the claim that women are so disadvantaged.
No, I don't either.
They are in high demand. Now, obviously, the more attractive ones are in a greater advantage. But
you know, there are some industries that do appear to have a glass ceiling.
Sure.
You know, so in certain situations, sure.
Uh-huh.
Some women are disadvantaged.
There's probably certain situations in which men are disadvantaged in certain industries.
I didn't say that didn't exist either.
Right.
I've not got a call back from Hooters, despite numerous applications I put in there.
Talk about a fun place to work.
Right.
You know, there's always the joke in various TV shows and movies. Oh, you're a male nurse. Ha, ha, ha.
Right.
Couldn't cut it as a doctor.
Right.
But it's interesting, and it's while you may have prejudices, and we know we have prejudices, prejudices against race and sex and everything else that exists in the world, they always have. But when the question comes up to abilities, I just, you know, depending on the job, there's things that men are going to be better at, things that women are going to be better at. But overall, I think most women could do any job a man can do.
Absolutely.
Vice versa.
We can, of course, take your calls about anything you want here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Is Jackie's microphone working without having screened this call?
I don't know.
It is. We hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, good. So I was calling about, how do I mute you?
You were calling about what? Oh. I'm sorry, I was a little garbled there.
Oh, sorry. I hear you twice.
Oh, no.
That's because I happen to know Jackie. Her phone only works on speaker.
Oh, all right.
All right.
We'll try to ignore that.
Okay,
we can hear you fine.
Can you hear me now?
You sound fine.
We hear you fine.
All right, now that we've worked all that out, what are you calling about?
All right. I was calling to follow up on what Sarah said, and it's important that more women are running because representation matters. If girls don't see women running for and getting elected to public office, fewer girls are going to think that that's an option for them when they grow up. And historically,
if you have more to say, hang on. We'll be back. More with Jackie here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. Save ATPurse.com.
The Liberty Dollar was so successful that the United States government had to take it down, and its founder, Bernard von Nothaus. Now Bernard's son Extra has launched Liberty Dollar 2. LD2 is a cryptocurrency, but each token is backed by the same gorgeous fine silver rounds that Liberty Dollar has always been known for. Your silver is secured in an audited vault and can be redeemed at any time. There's only a few thousand LD2 Zero tokens left in the crowd sale at ld2coin.io. Get yours, ld2coin.io.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gussets got it, others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it, others don't.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
At least on our Discord server. In fact, there were full phones on the Discord on-air call-in line room, so I went ahead and made a fourth room.
Alrighty then.
There you go.
Because we can do that with Discord. We don't have to call the phone company, have them run another line or anything
like
that.
Call the tech guy.
Yeah, who happens to be in the room right now. But
yeah, let's make it easy.
But yeah, just right-clicked on one of the rooms, went to clone, and poof, there you go. We got a fourth call-in line room just like that. So if you want to join us and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us, as long as your microphone's working, which unfortunately for Drew and Philly it wasn't, but we'll work that on another night with him. You can call in about anything you want here on Free Talk Live. We've been talking a lot about homelessness, but now Sarah in New Mexico took control of the airwaves, which is the way it works here on Free Talk Live. She brought up a topic, and you know what? Turns out other people had something to say about it, and that's how this show works. We can talk to you about anything that you want, and of course you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. And don't forget, you can not only follow us on Twitch, but you can also subscribe on Twitch. And thank you to the couple dozen folks who have subscribed. The most recent one, Red Monkey Bear, who subscribed to us on his Twitch Prime. And that means that he's an Amazon Prime subscriber who gets, as an Amazon Prime user, you get one free Twitch subscription every single month, and you can allocate that to whichever Twitch channel you want. Well, we would hope that you would allocate it to us. The LRN Twitch channel not only airs Free Talk Live, but it also airs Call to Freedom when they're live. They took the day off today. Also, Questioning Authority on Saturday night. So whatever shows are live here in the Keene studios, that's what goes out on the LRN Twitch channel. In fact, last night I was playing up late, playing some Overwatch, so every now and then you'll see us playing video games on that channel as well. Twitch.lrn.fm. You can follow the channel. That's easy to do, and then you'll get notices, or you can, if you want to opt into them, you can get notices on either email, or if you get the Twitch app installed on your phone, they'll send you a little, you know, notice there, hey, we're going live. So that way you can be reminded that we're there. And then, of course, you increment our follower number, which is nice of you to do that. And then there's the subscribe option, which if you're on twitch.lrn.fm and you scroll down just below the video window, you'll find some details on how to hook up your Amazon Prime to your Twitch account and send us that subscription, which basically sends us a couple bucks. Otherwise, Amazon keeps it. So you decide. You want Amazon to keep the couple bucks or send it to LRN.FM because you like what we do. Go to twitch.lrn.fm. And there is a Twitch chat room as well, although it's rare that people will chat in there. We do monitor it during the show. Let's continue here with Jackie. She is on the line with us. She's on the Discord call-in line room. Jackie, did you get your audio issues fixed?
Yeah, I had you playing on the app as well, and I had to mute the app, so now I'm only hearing you once. I was calling in response to what Sarah said about why it's good that more women are running, and representation matters so that people see, like, hey, when I grow up, I can run for office, too. That's a thing that women do. And I know that you guys don't perceive this as being a problem, but it's actually a well-documented cognitive bias common amongst men that they perceive their or more women's participation than is actually happening. Show men pictures of a crowd scene. If it's 25 to 33% women, they think it's 50-50.
No
way. If it's 50-50, they think there's more. Yeah.
I don't have that problem.
They've done it. They think there's more women than men.
I've been in plenty of libertarian meetings, and I can easily tell you how many women there are in those meetings. It's usually no more than 10%.
Yeah, I was going to say 4.
No, I'm talking about like pictures of crowd scenes when they, when they're not sitting there able to individually count every individual. When it's actually 50-50, men perceive it as being way more women.
Well, I didn't say earlier, just for the reference, I didn't say that there was an equal amount of women as there is to men. I
can't remember where anybody said that.
Yeah,
and also, like, so they also do another thing where if they record meetings in which women and men participate in equal amounts of time in terms of minutes spent talking, if it's 50-50, men perceive the conversation as being dominated by women.
Hmm.
So there is a well-documented cognitive bias common amongst men. They've done lots of psychological experiments on it where men think that women are participating more and present more than we actually are.
I'd love to see some of the...
I agree, we need more women.
I'd love to see some of the crosstabs on sort of the demographics of, are we talking about conservative Christian men?
Right.
That when they hear a woman speak, she's dominating the conversation. She needs to just sit down, shut up, and be seen.
Yeah, good question. What's the view of
Well, the problem with most psychology research is a vast amount of the samples are, you know,
college undergraduates
who needed extra credit or a quick $20.
College boys.
Like, if you actually read into the methodology sections of most psychology research, where do they get their research subjects? They put an ad up on campus. So a lot of what we think is human nature is actually what, you know, upper middle class American college students who need $20, how they think.
White college boys who are going to go and party, you know, and spend all the $20 on liquor that night.
Yeah. And I'm trying to imagine this. We need a bunch of college boys to come in and see a bunch of women and tell us what you think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems
still interesting nonetheless. Yeah. And I'm not denying the results.
But I do agree, you know, at least partially, that young girls do need to see female role models.
Yeah, but politician is not a role model. Politician is a thug.
Politician shouldn't be a role model, but a lot of people see it as a role model.
They do, and it's wrong, which is why I always correct whenever the media is like, these are leaders. Politicians are leaders. No, they're not. They're scum of the earth. To a T, almost all of them are dishonest, and they are trying to rule over the lives of other people. And so, you know, most people should be embarrassed to be seen with politicians.
And call it a service.
Ian, remind me what office you're running for, Ian.
Oh, I won't take the office if I actually win. Oh, yeah. I can't actually take the office if I actually win. So
go ahead. Call me out, too.
Oh, are you running as well?
Running.
I can't even keep track of all the people who are running in Keene.
Yeah, no. I don't think it's I've done my time. I've gone into that.
You actually
were
on a
been a selectman. I still do some service type stuff for my town, but just running for public office, not my cup of tea.
Look, you can get some. There are exceptions, right? Ron Paul's an exception, Daryl Perry's an exception. If you actually have a principled libertarian like Daryl who's running for office, then they want to get in there and they want to dismantle the state.
I'm much more excited about running the New York Marathon, raising money for the Innocence Project.
Yeah, people ask me, how's your campaign going? And I look at them and I say, I don't do anything. I'll show up if somebody invites me to come somewhere, but I'm not going to go out and actually put any effort into this because I can't imagine why anyone would spend money on the political process. It's an insane,
just
throw money down the hole.
Just wait and Ian, you just wait till I get my PAC set up and can start doing uncoordinated expenses on behalf of candidates. I might elect you to something just to annoy you.
Yeah, well, you know what? Like I said, I'm not going to take the office because I can't swear an oath to the state. I'm sorry. Swearing an oath means something to me, and I am not going to swear allegiance to the United States government. And I would have a tough time swearing allegiance to the state government, too. I don't, you know, I'm anti-state. So if they were to elect me, the only way I could actually take the office is if they let me swear an oath to liberty, that everything I do would be in favor of liberty and not the state. How could I possibly swear an oath? How could any libertarian do it? I mean, I understand people have to kind of, you know, compromise themselves in order to take political office. But for me, I'm not willing to. And I'm not going to, like, cross my fingers and do it that way.
I look forward to the court case then, because that would be an interesting precedent for you to set one way or the other.
I don't think you could. I don't think you could win that case. The state has its oath, and it likely is unmodifiable. I mean, I don't think that there's going to be an exception.
I think they will allow you to change the word swear to affirm.
Yeah, but even that, I'm not going to affirm an oath of allegiance to the United States. It would be distasteful to do it to just the state government, but even then,
well,
I could at least consider it.
Well, it's not allegiance, too. It's that you would uphold the...
Protect and defend.
Yeah, protect and defend the Constitution. And if you want to abolish one of those documents, then you're not really protecting and defending said document.
Well, what happens when Quakers get elected? Because I
you
know they have...
You Daryl. I'm sorry.
What happens when Quakers get elected?
I don't think they run for office, but
here
you go. I do solemnly swear, this is the text, I'm not actually swearing, that I will bear faith and true allegiance to the United States of America and the state of New Hampshire. Now, they added a United States. It wasn't in the original oath of office. And will support the Constitution thereof, so help me God.
All right.
Yeah.
I am wrong here. I did not think it said allegiance to the state.
It does. Now you know.
Yeah.
Can you swear that oath?
No.
Okay. I guess you're with me then. She's going to have a talking to you about
I'm
this one,
I'm getting you guys elected and seeing what happens.
It would be. I agree with you.
Oh, I'll take it to court.
Yeah, it would be very interesting.
Right.
It would be very interesting. I don't know if we could find an attorney who would, like, take it to court for us, but that would be fun if we could.
I think you have one who's a co-host.
We do have an attorney, but she doesn't do courtroom.
Right.
She doesn't do courtroom. You're talking about Laurel Scott, our new Sunday night
co-host. No, I think she's talking about Melanie, who has...
She's also not an attorney.
But she has graduated
Laurel
law
is
school.
An attorney. Laurel actually is an attorney and bar accepted or whatever.
And in Discord.
I'm sure they can find someone.
Yeah, we're out of time tonight. Well, it's easier said than done. A lot of these attorneys don't want to take on the state, but
Hello,
it may be possible.
ACLU?
We'll have to cross that bridge when we come to it, which we probably won't because we're libertarian candidates in Keene, New Hampshire. But thanks for the call tonight, Jackie. We'll talk to you later. See you tomorrow, freetalklive.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.